Technology sprawl. The hidden cost of managing cloud, SaaS, and AI in too many places. The reality of technology sprawl is already unfolding inside most organizations. An engineer is reviewing cloud utilization. A finance leader is questioning an invoice. Procurement is tracking a renewal. Security is investigating an unapproved application. And a business team is testing a new AI tool. All may be looking at the exact same technology estate, yet none has the complete picture as cloud, SaaS, AI, data, and management tools expand faster than visibility, ownership, and accountability can keep pace. What begins as flexibility and rapid innovation can slowly turn into duplicate spend, manual reporting, unclear decisions, security blind spots, and missed opportunities to reinvest in higher value work. Technology has never been easier to acquire. A team can launch cloud resources in minutes, subscribe to a specialized application with a credit card, connect a data source to an AI tool, or add another dashboard to solve a pressing operational need. Each decision may make sense on its own. The challenge appears when the organization cannot see how those decisions connect, or whether the combined cost, risk, and operational effort are producing enough value. Technology growth is not the problem. Cloud services, specialized SaaS platforms, data tools, and AI capabilities are essential to modern business agility. They help teams experiment, collaborate, scale, automate work, and respond to customer needs without waiting for long procurement or infrastructure cycles. Tech leaders should not treat every new service as a cost problem. The real issue begins when adoption moves faster than the organization's ability to create visibility, assign ownership, manage risk, and connect technology investment to business outcomes. Cloud sprawl refers to the uncontrolled growth of cloud services, accounts, instances, and resources. SaaS sprawl occurs when applications and subscriptions multiply faster than an organization can track, govern, or rationalize them. Both can increase cost, management complexity, and security exposure when growth is not matched by appropriate oversight. The true cost of AI. Sprawl. An AI invoice rarely tells the whole story. Models, copilots, agent workflows, APIs, GPU resources, vector databases, and AI-enabled SaaS features. Each introduce new sources of consumption. The full cost extends far beyond a single line item to include back-end infrastructure, data storage, orchestration, application integration, monitoring, and the engineering time needed to operate it all. The speed of adoption is part of the challenge. A cloud environment can be provisioned in minutes, a SaaS platform can be activated with a corporate card, and an AI assistant can be connected to workplace tools with only a few clicks. That accessibility helps teams solve problems quickly. It can also allow technology commitments, data connections, and recurring costs to accumulate before there is a clear owner or shared record of their business purpose. The issue is not too much technology. It is too little connected context around the technology the organization already uses. The many forms of sprawl. Technology sprawl is a useful umbrella term for several overlapping forms of fragmentation. Each has different owners, systems of record, financial signals, and risk considerations. Together, they create a wider visibility problem. First, cloud sprawl. This involves unmonitored accounts, compute, storage, environments, and data services, which often leads to idle spend, oversized capacity, unclear ownership, and configuration risks. Next is SaaS sprawl, where unmanaged applications, licenses, and vendor renewals multiply into duplicate subscriptions, unused access, and shadow IT. AI sprawl introduces untracked models, copilots, agents, and APIs, resulting in uncontrolled costs, fragmented usage, and unmanaged security risks. Data sprawl accumulates hidden data stores, pipelines, and analytics tools, driving up storage costs while creating discoverability and quality issues. Finally, tool sprawl expands dashboards and reporting systems out of view, causing duplicate alerts, manual reconciliation, and delayed decision-making. These categories rarely remain separate in practice. A SaaS application can run on cloud infrastructure, exchange enterprise data, add generative AI features, connect through an API, generate a contract obligation, and create another invoice. Yet the people responsible for security, architecture, cost, procurement, operations, and business value may all see different pieces of that same technology decision.
That is why an organization can have hundreds of reports and dashboards while still lacking a dependable view of its overall technology estate.
When data exists, but context does not. Most organizations do not have a shortage of data. They have cloud provider billing exports, application inventories, procurement records, vendor contracts, expense reports, identity logs, security alerts, architecture diagrams, and spreadsheets. What they often lack is the context to connect those data points. An engineer may see that a resource is running. Finance may know what it cost last month. Procurement may know when the vendor agreement renews. Security may know that an application has access to sensitive information. A business leader may know why a team adopted it in the first place, but the organization can still struggle to answer basic questions. What product, business service, customer journey, or initiative does this technology support? Who owns the decision to keep, optimize, consolidate, or retire it?
Is it actively used at a level that justifies its cost?
Does it duplicate an existing capability elsewhere? Is rising spend evidence of valuable growth or operational inefficiency?
What data does it access, and who or what can act through it? What would be affected if the service were changed, consolidated, or removed?
Decentralized purchasing makes these questions harder to answer. A technology expense may begin in an engineering budget, a departmental card, a procurement agreement, a cloud invoice, an employee expense report, or an AI API account. None of those purchase paths is inherently wrong. The problem is that they do not automatically form one connected record of cost, usage, ownership, risk, and business value. When teams buy technology independently, overlapping capabilities and underused subscriptions can persist simply because no one has the full picture early enough to challenge or rationalize them. The risks that do not appear on an invoice. Not every technology risk appears as a line item on a cloud bill. Shadow IT refers to hardware, software, applications, or services used without the awareness of IT or security teams.
Shadow AI is a related issue. Employees may use generative AI tools, embedded AI features, plugins, or third-party add-ons without a formal review of their security, data handling, or access needs.
This does not mean every unsanctioned application or AI experiment is harmful. In many cases, employees are trying to work more efficiently or solve a real business problem. The issue is that the organization may not know the tool exists, what data it receives, what account permissions it has, what it costs, or how deeply it has become embedded in a workflow. Many modern applications connect through APIs, access tokens, browser extensions, or OAuth permissions. OAuth can allow a third-party application to access a user's account without requiring that user to share a password. That capability is useful, but it can also create persistent access paths that are difficult to monitor when apps, permissions, and owners are not centrally visible. The risk is not just external exposure. It is a loss of decision-making context. Finance may not see the spend. Security may not see the connection. Procurement may not see the renewal. The business may not recognize a dependency until an application fails, a contract changes, an audit begins, or sensitive data has already been shared outside established controls. Data and identity blind spots can grow quietly in this environment. An AI assistant may receive internal documents or customer information as prompt context. A SaaS application may retain access to cloud storage, calendars, contact lists, or collaboration platforms after a project ends.
A departing employee's tool subscriptions or API keys may remain active.
An acquired business unit may bring its own SaaS stack, cloud accounts, and AI tools into the enterprise. Multiple integrations may access the same data without a clear owner reviewing whether that access remains necessary. These issues reinforce a central reality. Cost, security, identity, data, and operational management are not separate problems when technology becomes fragmented. They are different views of the same underlying visibility challenge. The hidden costs add up. The most visible consequence of technology sprawl is waste, an idle cloud environment, unused SaaS licenses, duplicate tools, forgotten subscriptions, over-provisioned capacity, or AI usage with no cost boundary. Those costs matter, but they are only part of the picture.
The deeper cost is the work required to manage complexity after it has spread across the organization.
Cloud and operations teams may spend recurring hours tracking down resource owners or interpreting charges. Finance teams may rely on delayed or incomplete allocation data to forecast technology spend. Procurement may negotiate renewals without dependable usage information. Security teams may discover unmanaged applications only after they connect to enterprise data. The cost compounds in several ways.
Direct waste, paying for resources, licenses, capacity, services, or AI consumption that are not delivering enough value.
Manual reporting, repeatedly exporting data, normalizing formats, checking tags, validating invoices, and reconciling conflicting totals. Decision delays, waiting for teams to agree on what the numbers mean before deciding what to optimize, retain, fund, or retire.
Weak accountability, being unable to connect cost and usage to a team, product, application, business unit, or customer outcome.
Data and identity blind spots, losing track of where sensitive information travels and which services, applications, or agents retain access. Vendor complexity, managing contracts, renewals, invoices, discount structures, and overlapping vendor capabilities without reliable utilization context. Operational drag, asking technical teams to repeatedly explain or justify spending instead of giving them time to improve reliability, performance, and customer experience. FinOps provides a crucial operating framework here. It is a cross-functional practice that bridges engineering, finance, procurement, and leadership to establish continuous financial accountability. The goal of FinOps is not simply to cut bills. It is to equip cross-functional teams with enough connected context to make informed trade-offs between speed, cost, performance, and strategic growth.
The innovation tax.
Every dollar spent on unmanaged complexity is a dollar unavailable for work that could move the organization forward. That may mean modernizing a legacy application, strengthening resilience, improving customer experience, addressing security debt, building better data foundations, or moving a promising AI initiative from experiment to production. It may mean freeing engineers from recurring spreadsheet and billing investigations so they can build capabilities that serve customers and employees. Fragmentation does not only create waste, it creates an innovation tax. This is why the conversation should not stop at how much can we save? A more valuable question is, what could we do with the capacity we recover?
The answer will differ by organization. Some leaders may redirect savings toward data modernization. Others may fund a customer-facing product improvement, strengthen cybersecurity, reduce technical debt, or experiment with a high-value AI use case. What matters is that technology spend becomes an intentional investment decision rather than a growing collection of disconnected obligations.
One problem, different pressures.
Technology sprawl affects nearly everyone, but its symptoms look different depending on the role. While technology sprawl affects the entire organization, its operational pressures look different depending on your role.
For tech and cloud teams, fragmentation means spending too much time locating resources, proving ownership, reconciling usage, and responding to preventable issues. CTOs and CIOs face a limited ability to simplify the technology estate, prioritize new investments, or link technology decisions directly to strategic outcomes. For CFOs and finance teams, the primary pain points are lower forecast confidence, unexplained budget variances, unclear cost allocations, and incomplete ROI insights. Procurement teams are forced to negotiate renewals without reliable information on actual adoption, utilization, business ownership, or viable alternatives.
Security and compliance teams deal with incomplete inventories, unclear access pathways, unreviewed integrations, and increasingly difficult audit preparation.
And finally, business leaders are left with less confidence that technology spend is driving actual business outcomes rather than adding avoidable complexity. No single team can solve this alone. Engineering understands the technical environment. Finance brings budget discipline and forecasting. Procurement manages vendor and contract obligations. Security understands data and access risk. Business owners understand the intended outcome.
The problem persists when those perspectives remain isolated.
Signs technology sprawl is growing. Technology sprawl often becomes normal before it becomes visible. These warning signs suggest that complexity may already be creating avoidable cost, risk, and friction. Different teams report different technology spend totals for the same period. Cloud accounts, applications, AI tools, datasets, or integrations do not have a clear business owner.
Monthly reporting depends on manually exported CS, V files, and spreadsheet reconciliation.
Renewals happen before anyone verifies active adoption or license utilization. Teams purchase overlapping tools because they cannot easily see capabilities that already exist.
Costs are allocated broadly because tags, ownership records, application mappings, or cost center details are incomplete.
Security discovers an application only after it has been connected to enterprise data. AI costs are reviewed separately from the applications, business workflows, or customer experiences creating that consumption.
Access permissions remain active after a project, employee, vendor relationship, or business need ends.
Optimization opportunities are identified repeatedly but remain unresolved because accountability is unclear.
Leadership learns about significant cost growth only after the budget variance has already occurred. These are not signs that an organization has failed to innovate. They are signs that innovation has outpaced the operating practices needed to support it.
From fragmented visibility to informed action.
The answer is not to block every technology purchase, centralize every decision, or eliminate specialized tools that help teams move faster. Overcorrection can create its own friction and discourage experimentation. The better goal is to reduce the distance between technology, activity, financial accountability, risk awareness, and business decisions. That starts with a few disciplined questions.
Can we identify the owner, purpose, usage, cost, data exposure, and risk profile of a technology investment?
Can engineering, finance, procurement, security, and business stakeholders work from consistent information? Can we distinguish strategic growth from accidental waste?
Can we identify duplicate capabilities or unused investments before a renewal, audit, or budget surprise?
Can we act on emerging issues before they become operational, financial, or security problems? Can we redirect recovered spending and time toward higher value innovation? A better operating model makes those questions routine rather than exceptional. It creates visibility without overwhelming people with raw data, establishes accountability without slowing teams down, and treats optimization as a continuous business discipline rather than a once-a-year cost-cutting exercise. Organizations do not need less technology to innovate. They need a clearer understanding of the technology they already use, what it costs, who owns it, how it is used, what it can access, and where it delivers value. When that clarity improves, leaders can spend less time managing fragmentation and more time funding what comes next.